Hi, I'm Jane Turner Goldsmith, and I'm reading from my novel Poinciana, page 67. The track is flat for about 300 metres, then rises sharply. They can no longer hear one another for the roar of the water, suddenly louder as they come through a sheltered thicket of ironwoods. Even the birdsong, so shrill till now, seems to have ceased. Below them are the tops of tree ferns, shady umbrellas fanning over the path. Above to the left they have a partial view of the cascade, a milky white streak against the backdrop of black rock and luxuriant green. In the foreground, a kaleidoscope of rock pools, smashed like cut glass in the sun, stretching back in a million shattered mirror images to the concealed base of the falls. There she is above him, sure as a mountain goat, climbing higher and higher, springing from slimy boulder to boulder, never slipping. At one point he loses sight of her, a grey outcrop blocking his view. At 11 he is more modest than she. Her dress is still damp from the river, so it is not for want of keeping it dry that she removes it. Tossing it behind her, she tests the depths of the closest pool with one foot. He hangs back, suddenly overawed. She seems to have forgotten his presence, off to one side, partly in shadows. No other sound can be heard above the noise of the water, and he realizes that, anyway, it would be unlike her to shout at him. Dipping his foot into the rapids, he feels it cool on his toes. He is distracted by her honey skin, her partially clad body. Does he dare sneak a longer look? To take off his shirt is not as significant as for her to have taken off her dress. His thoughts stray to the boys in class, at this moment opening their exercise books for dictée. There is no way he will drop his shorts, let alone underclothes, even as now she emerges completely naked from the pool, without so much as a glance in his direction.